The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
We're getting ready for Holy Week. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Tuesday, March 28, 2023, Tuesday of the fifth week of Lent. In the Missal, it's liturgical year A, cycle 1. Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. Our saint today is Saint Vincerino of Bergamo, born in 1304, a native of Bergamo, Italy. He joined the Dominicans in 1319 and distinguished himself as a brilliant preacher. He announced his intention in 1335 to go on a pilgrimage to Rome. But Pope Benedict XII feared Vincerino might be planning to crown himself Pope, so he forbade the friar to proceed. This decree was joined by one issued by the Dominicans themselves. Well, Vincerino was ignorant of these bans, so he went to Rome anyway and then to Avignon, where he was arrested and imprisoned until 1343. He's also known for helping to organize a crusade at the behest of Pope Clement VI. St. Vincerino of Bergamo died in 1346. St. Vincerino, pray for us. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, in union with that divine intention with which you offered to God your praises on earth through your most sacred heart, and now offer them in the sacrament of the Eucharist, everywhere, even to the end of time. I most gladly offer you throughout this entire day all my thoughts and intentions, all my affections and desires, all my words and deeds, in imitation of the most holy heart of the Blessed Virgin Mary Immaculate. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for those who have suffered harm from members of the Church. May they find within the Church herself a concrete response to their pain and suffering. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask your pardon for my sins, and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing of myself. What the Father has taught me is what I preach. He who sent me is with me, and has not left me to myself. For I always do what pleases him." And as he was saying this, many came to believe in him. Now close your eyes for a moment, and imagine that you are standing at Calvary on Good Friday. Because these words that Jesus speaks to us today really have Calvary at their heart. "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He." And as you're standing at Calvary, the rough ground underfoot, with the storm clouds beginning to gather overhead, maybe the cool wind that cuts right through to your bones, there you see, upon a wooden cross, Jesus being lifted up from the earth. You see the agony in his face. You see the blood that streams from his wounds, and you see how lonely he is upon that harsh wooden cross, lifted up from the earth, drawing all things to himself, drawing us. That's why we're standing there. That's why we're at Calvary. He has drawn us to himself in some way that perhaps we don't fully appreciate. Why are we standing here? Many other people are gathered around us here at Calvary as we see the Son of Man raised up from the earth. Some are here because they seem to genuinely love you, Jesus, because they have followed you throughout all of the journey around Galilee. They heard you preach, they saw your miracles, and they followed you right to the end. Others have come for curiosity, to see, who is this man, Jesus? There is a kind of a strange part of human nature where we almost delight to see the sufferings of others. It's well known that whenever in the past public executions would take place, huge crowds would gather to see the spectacle. It was kind of, in a very strange sense, a day out for many people to see another person suffer terribly. And even if you think that that's kind of a horrible thing and that you would never in a million years do something like that, just imagine that anytime you see perhaps somebody that's crashed by the side of the road or somebody that in a supermarket has dropped something, how you sort of instinctively stop to look. Curiosity draws us sometimes to the misfortune of others. And so many people are standing at Calvary out of a curiosity. Maybe we're there too out of a curiosity to see who this Jesus is. But now we have to understand why he is being lifted up from the earth, why he is drawing us to himself in this moment, and this moment in Calvary. It's to show us his power. It's to show us his love. Now, it sounds very strange to think of showing us your power, Jesus, upon the Holy Cross, whenever we see you lonely, when we see you suffering. But this is the real power, because you are giving yourself completely and totally to your Heavenly Father. And this is how you want us to understand what real power is. Real power is putting ourselves completely and totally into the hands of our Heavenly Father. And what you tell us in the Gospel today, Jesus, is that you have done nothing of yourself. All has been from the Father. Nothing pleases you alone, but only what pleases your Heavenly Father is what you have done. And so this complete and total gift of yourself, offering yourself to the Father, is the thing that is most pleasing. And actually what the Gospel tells us is that as you said these words about giving yourself completely and totally to the Father and doing only his will, many came to believe in you. So here we see the most eloquent form of witness, doing what our Heavenly Father has invited us to do. And that is a beautiful message on this Lenten journey, especially as we're approaching Holy Week and we get a glimpse of the Son of Man being lifted up. And to see, Jesus, it's in my sufferings, it's in my difficulties, it's in my struggles when I lift them up to the Holy Cross. There is my power. There is my strength to offer everything to our Heavenly Father. Why? Because we are children of God. Because from the day that we were baptized, our whole life was placed into the hands of our Heavenly Father. And so when the Son of Man is lifted up from the earth, we have to be lifted up too. And yes, Jesus, whilst sometimes we might experience that with great difficulty, like a kind of a crucifixion, being lifted up from the earth lifts us up closer to our Heavenly Father. Now, this day also is the commemoration of the priestly anniversary of St. Jose Maria, who was ordained a priest on this day, obviously. And we know that his ordination day was a day of immense joy. He later told some of his children that when they asked him what he specifically remembered of that day, he said he struggled to think of anything particular, but that he just remembered it all. I think many priests will probably have a similar experience, because the moment of our ordination is something intensely beautiful and intensely emotional. It draws us in to the fundamental core of who we are, to lay before the altar and to rise as a priest. But I think it was tinged also with personal sadness, because just a month before he had buried his own father, that his dad had died. And so there was a real suffering in this beautiful moment of ordination, not just for him, but also for his mother, for his family. And so I think St. Jose Maria really experienced something of the cross, even in that moment of being lifted up to be a priest. And I think that in his priesthood, he really experienced the crucifixion. He really experienced being lifted up from the earth in order to be of service to his Heavenly Father. And I think that because he gave himself completely and totally in his priesthood, he draws many of us also to him, to Jesus. And so we give you thanks, Jesus, for your servant, Jose Maria, as priest, who throughout his diligence of his priestly ministry, through his preaching, and through his love for you, ultimately, you were able to draw many souls to you through him in his own lifetime. And that continues even to this today. Whenever we feel ourselves to be spiritual children of Jose Maria, or whenever we can understand something of your beauty and your love for us, Jesus, through his preaching and through the example of his life, then we continue to be lifted up from the things of the earth at times in order to raise them to heaven through his example. And that's all because of the gift of his priesthood, in a sense which he lived very well, which he felt instinctively for a long time that you were calling him to some definite purpose. And he discovered that in and through the priesthood, he could discover the way in which he was to be of use to you, Jesus. And so we pray also today for priests, that priests truly will give themselves completely and totally to their priesthood in the same way that St. Jose Maria did, in order that we can be of use to souls, in order that souls might come closer to Jesus. But not just for priests, this is a task for all of us, to all have a priestly heart, to lay down our lives before the altar, in order that we can rise up with him at Calvary. So Jesus, as we stand at Calvary and look to your holy cross and see your suffering and see your power, we pray that we too will be able to offer up all the things of our life to be raised up to you. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that you have communicated to me during this meditation. I ask your help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, St. Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 15 minutes past the hour. This is Daybreak. It's Tuesday of the fifth week of Lent, March 28, 2023. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We begin this liturgical day now as we join in prayer with the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come, let us sing to the Lord, and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving, and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all my works.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Come, Let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering.
The Lord is just. He will defend the poor.
The Lord is just. He will defend the poor.
Lord, why do you stand afar off and hide yourself in times of distress? The poor man is devoured by the pride of the wicked. He is caught in the schemes that others have made. For the wicked man boasts of his heart's desires. The covetous blasphemes and spurns the Lord. In his pride, the wicked says, "He will not punish. There is no God." Such are his thoughts. His path is ever untroubled. Your judgment is far from his mind. His enemies he regards with contempt. He thinks, "Never shall I falter. Misfortune shall never be my lot." His mouth is full of cursing, guile, oppression, mischief, and deceit under his tongue. He lies in wait among the reeds. The innocent he murders in secret. His eyes are on watch for the helpless man. He lurks in hiding like a lion in his lair. He lurks in hiding to seize the poor. He seizes the poor man and drags him away. He crouches, preparing to spring, and the helpless fall beneath his strength. He thinks in his heart. God forgets. He hides his face. He does not see.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is just. He will defend the poor.
Lord, you know the burden of my sorrow.
Lord, you know the burden of my sorrow.
Arise then, Lord, lift up your hand. O God, do not forget the poor. Why should the wicked spurn the Lord and think in his heart, "He will not punish"? But you have seen the trouble and sorrow. You note it. You take it in hand. The helpless trusts himself to you, for you are the helper of the orphan. Break the power of the wicked and the sinner. Punish his wickedness till nothing remains. The Lord is king forever and ever. The heathen shall perish from the land he rules. Lord, you hear the prayer of the poor. You strengthen their hearts. You turn your ear to protect the rights of the orphan and oppressed, so that mortal man may strike terror no more.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Rise up, Lord, in defense of your people. Do not hide your face from our troubles. Father of orphans, wealth of the poor, we rejoice in making you known. May we find comfort and security in times of pain and anxiety.
Lord, you know the burden of my sorrow.
The words of the Lord are true, like silver from the furnace.
The words of the Lord are true, like silver from the furnace.
Help, O Lord, for good men have vanished. Truth has gone from the sons of men. Falsehood they speak to one another, with lying lips and with a false heart. May the Lord destroy all lying lips, the tongue that speaks high-sounding words, those who say, "Our tongue is our strength." Our lips are our own. Who is our master? For the poor who are oppressed and the needy who groan, I myself will arise, says the Lord. I will grant them the salvation for which they thirst. The words of the Lord are words without alloy, silver from the furnace, seven times refined. It is you, O Lord, who will take us in your care and protect us forever from this generation. See how the wicked prowl on every side, while the worthless are prized highly by the sons of men.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Your light is true light, Lord, and your truth shines like the day. Direct us to the salvation through your life-giving words. May we be saved by always embracing your word.
The words of the Lord are true, like silver from the furnace.
This is the favorable time.
This is the day of salvation.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Holy brothers who share a heavenly calling, fix your eyes on Jesus, the apostle and high priest whom we acknowledge in faith, who was faithful to him who appointed him. Moses, too, was faithful in all God's household. But Jesus is more worthy of honor than he, as the founder of a house is more honorable than the house itself. Every house is founded by someone, but God is the founder of all. Moses was faithful in all God's household, as a servant charged with the task of witnessing to what would be spoken. But Christ was faithful as the Son placed over God's house. It is we who are that house if we hold fast to our confidence and the hope of which we boast. Wherefore, as the Holy Spirit says, today, if you should hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as at the revolt in the day of testing in the desert, when your fathers tested and tried me and saw my works for 40 years. Because of this I was angered with that generation, and I said, they have always been of erring heart and have never known my ways. Thus I swore in my anger, they shall never enter into my rest. Take care, my brothers, lest any of you have an evil and unfaithful spirit and fall away from the living God. Encourage one another daily, while it is still today, so that no one grows hardened by the deceit of sin. We have become partners of Christ only if we maintain to the end that confidence with which we began. When Scripture says, today if you should hear his voice, harden not your hearts as at the revolt. Who were those that revolted when they heard that voice? Was it not all whom Moses had led out of Egypt? With whom was God angry for 40 years? Was it not those who had sinned, whose corpses fell in the desert? To whom but to the disobedient did he swear that they would not enter into his rest? We see, moreover, that it was their unbelief that kept them from entering. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
As a faithful son, Christ looks after his Father's house.
And we are that house.
Through him, the whole fabric is bound together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord.
And we are that house.
From a sermon by St. Leo the Great, Pope. Our understanding, which is enlightened by the Spirit of Truth, should receive with purity and freedom of heart the glory of the cross as it shines in heaven and on earth. It should see with inner vision the meaning of the Lord's words when he spoke of the imminence of his passion. The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. And afterward he said, Now my soul is troubled. And what am I to say? Father, save me from this hour. But it was for this that I came to this hour. Father, glorify your Son. When the voice of the Father came from heaven, saying, I have glorified him and will glorify him again, Jesus said in reply to those around him, It was not for me that this voice spoke, but for you. Now is the judgment of the world. Now will the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all things to myself. How marvelous the power of the cross! How great beyond all telling the glory of the passion! Here is the judgment seat of the Lord, the condemnation of the world, the supremacy of Christ crucified. Lord, you drew all things to yourself, so that the devotion of all peoples everywhere might celebrate in a sacrament made perfect and visible what was carried out in the one temple of Judea under obscure foreshadowings. Now there is a more distinguished order of Levites, a greater dignity for the rank of elders, a more sacred anointing for the priesthood, because your cross is the source of all blessings, the cause of all graces. Through the cross, the faithful receive strength from weakness, glory from dishonor, life from death. The different sacrifices of animals are no more. The one offering of your body and blood is the fulfillment of all the different sacrificial offerings. For you are the true Lamb of God. You take away the sins of the world. In yourself you bring to perfection all mysteries, so that as there is one sacrifice in place of all other sacrificial offerings, there is also one kingdom gathered from all peoples. Dearly beloved, let us then acknowledge what St. Paul, the teacher of the nations, acknowledged so exultantly. There is a saying worthy of trust, worthy of complete acceptance. Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners. God's compassion for us is all the more wonderful because Christ died not for the righteous or the holy, but for the wicked and the sinful. And though the divine nature could not be touched by the sting of death, he took to himself through his birth as one of us something he could offer on our behalf. The power of his death once confronted our death. In the words of Hosea the prophet, Death, I shall be your death. Grave, I shall swallow you up. By dying, he submitted to the laws of the underworld. By rising again, he destroyed them. He did away with the everlasting character of death, so as to make death a thing of time, not of eternity. As all die in Adam, so all will be brought to life in Christ.
Christ has canceled the decree that was against us by nailing it to the cross.
He disarmed the principalities and powers and made of them a public spectacle, leading them off captive in his triumphal procession.
When you have lifted up the Son of Man, you will know that I am he.
He disarmed the principalities and powers and made of them a public spectacle, leading them off captive in his triumphal procession.
Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, O Lord, perseverance in obeying your will, that in our days the people dedicated to your service may grow in both merit and number, through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
Twenty-4 minutes before the hour, today's gospel is coming up in just a few minutes, along with In Conversation with God and Morning Prayer on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Tuesday, March 28th, 2023. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the Lord is speaking to the Pharisees, not a friendly audience at all. And he's trying to explain who he is and why he came. From the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John.
I go away, and you will seek me and die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come.
Will he kill himself? Since he says, where I am going, you cannot come.
You are from below. I am from above. You are of this world. I am not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins, for you will die in your sins unless you believe that I am he.
Who are you?
Even what I have told you from the beginning. I have much to say about you and much to judge, but he who sent me is true. And I declare to the world what I have heard from him.
They did not understand that he spoke to them of the Father.
When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own authority, but speak thus as the Father taught me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do what is pleasing to him.
As he spoke thus, many believed in him.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. Short prayers, you know, like, Lord, help me. They're great. They're excellent. Even Jesus used them. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 2, Lent and Eastertide. Our Lord often withdrew to pray, perhaps for hours at a time. And in the morning, a great while before day, he rose and went out to a lonely place, and there he prayed. At other times, he turned to his Father God with a short, loving prayer, an ejaculation. I give thee praise, Father, Lord of heaven and earth. I thank thee, Father, for thou hast heard me. At another moment, the evangelist shows us how Jesus is moved by the petitions of those who approach him. They are prayers that we too can use as ejaculations. There is the prayer of the leper who says, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. The prayer of the blind man from Jericho, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. And the prayer of the good thief, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingly power. Jesus is moved by these prayers, filled as they are with faith, and he does not make the people wait for an answer. Sometimes we can use these expressions as a way of asking for forgiveness, just as the tax collector did, he who returned home justified. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Or I can repeat with St. Peter after his denials, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you, in spite of my failings. Other expressions will help us to ask for more faith. I believe, help my unbelief. Strengthen my faith. My Lord and my God, says Thomas when Jesus appears to him after the resurrection. It is a wonderful act of faith and self-surrender which perhaps we were taught to repeat as we genuflect before the tabernacle. There are many ejaculations and short prayers that we can say with all our heart and soul and which respond to the specific needs or situations that affect all of us. Often we don't even have to put them into words. Sometimes a glance, a single word, a thought which is unarticulated but filled with love or sorrow, a petition which does not fully take shape but which our Lord grasps right away. For a soul closely united to God, ejaculations and such acts of love arise naturally, almost spontaneously, like a supernatural respiration which feeds the soul's union with God. This happens in the midst of the most absorbing occupations, because God expects everybody to live this life of union and prayer with Him. Saint Teresa recalls the impression of a particular ejaculation made in her life. We often used to talk about this, and we love to say very often, forever and ever and ever. As I said this over a long period of time, our Lord was pleased to impress on me, while still a child, the way of truth. There is always the opportunity of saying an ejaculation. Our reading of the Holy Gospel, our meditation will often be the source of ejaculatory prayers by which we can express our love for Jesus and His Most Holy Mother. As we finish our prayer, we say to Him, like the disciples of Emmaus, stay with us, for it is toward evening and the day is now far spent. Stay with us, Lord, because when you are not with us, night falls around us. Everything is darkness when you are not there. And we turn to Our Lady, to whom we know also how to direct ejaculations and acts of love. Hail Mary, blessed art thou among women. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. It's 15 minutes before the hour. We pray with the whole church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The man whose deeds are blameless and whose heart is pure will climb the mountain of the Lord.
The man whose deeds are blameless and whose heart is pure will climb the mountain of the Lord.
The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is He who set it on the seas, on the waters He made it firm.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless thing, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek Him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let Him enter, the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
O gates, lift high your heads. Grow higher, ancient doors. Let Him enter, the King of glory.
Who is He, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. King of glory, Lord of power and might, cleanse our hearts from all sin. Preserve the innocence of our hands, and keep our minds from vanity, so that we may deserve your blessing in your holy place.
The man whose deeds are blameless and whose heart is pure will climb the mountain of the Lord.
Praise the Eternal King in all your deeds.
Praise the Eternal King in all your deeds.
Blessed be God who lives forever because His kingdom lasts for all ages.
For He scourges and then has mercy. He casts down to the depths of the nether world, and He brings up from the great abyss. No one can escape His hand.
Praise him, you Israelites, before the Gentiles. For though he has scattered you among them, he has shown you his greatness even there.
Exalt him before every living being, because he is the Lord our God, our Father and God forever.
He scourged you for your iniquities, but will again have mercy on you all. He will gather you from all the Gentiles among whom you have been scattered.
When you turn back to him with all your heart to do what is right before him, then he will turn back to you and no longer hide his face from you.
So now consider what he has done for you and praise him with full voice. Bless the Lord of righteousness and exalt the King of all the ages.
In the land of my exile, I praise him and show his power and majesty to a sinful nation. Turn back, you sinners, do the right before him. Perhaps he may look with favor upon you and show you mercy.
As for me, I exalt my God, and my spirit rejoices in the King of heaven. Let all men speak of his majesty and sing his praises in Jerusalem.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Praise the eternal King in all your deeds.
The loyal heart must praise the Lord.
The loyal heart must praise the Lord.
Ring out your joy to the Lord, O you just, for praise is fitting for loyal hearts. Give thanks to the Lord upon the harp. With a 10-string lute, sing him songs. Oh, sing him a song that is new. Play loudly, play with all your skill. For the word of the Lord is faithful, and all his works to be trusted. The Lord loves justice and right, and fills the earth with his love. By his word the heavens were made, by the breath of his mouth all the stars. He collects the waves of the ocean. He stores up the depths of the sea. Let all the earth fear the Lord. All who live in the world revere him. He spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, it sprang into being. He frustrates the designs of the nations. He defeats the plans of the peoples. His own designs shall stand forever, the plans of his heart from age to age. They are happy whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own. From the heavens the Lord looks forth. He sees all the children of men. From the place where he dwells, he gazes on all the dwellers of the earth. He who shapes the hearts of them all and considers all their deeds. A king is not saved by his army, nor a warrior preserved by his strength. A vain hope for safety is the horse. Despite its power, it cannot save. The Lord looks on those who revere him, on those who hope in his love, to rescue their souls from death, to keep them alive in famine. Our soul is waiting for the Lord. The Lord is our help and our shield. In him do our hearts find joy. We trust in his holy name. May your love be upon us, O Lord, as we place all our hope in you. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Nourish your people, Lord, for we hunger for your word. Rescue us from the death of sin, and fill us with your mercy, that we may share your presence and the joys of all the saints.
The loyal heart must praise the Lord.
A reading from the book of Zechariah. I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem a spirit of grace and petition. And they shall look on him whom they have thrust through, and they shall mourn for him as one mourns for an only son. And they shall grieve over him as one grieves over a firstborn. On that day, the mourning in Jerusalem shall be great. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
From those who would trap me with lying words.
And from the hunter's snare.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare.
When you have lifted up the Son of Man, says the Lord, you will know that I am he.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When you have lifted up the Son of Man, says the Lord, you will know that I am he.
Let us pray. Praise to Christ, who has given us himself as the bread from heaven. Let us pray to him, saying,
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls.
Come to strengthen us.
Lord, feed us at the banquet of the Eucharist.
With all the gifts of your Paschal sacrifice,
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls.
Come to strengthen us.
Give us a perfect heart to receive your word,
that we may bring forth fruit in patience.
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
Make us eager to work with you in building a better world,
so that it may listen to your church and its gospel of peace.
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
We confess, Lord, that we have sinned.
Wash us clean by your gift of salvation.
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
We pause in silence to remember our own petitions. We pray to the Lord.
Jesus, you feed and heal our souls. Come to strengthen us.
Now let us pray as Christ the Lord has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Grant us, we pray, O Lord, perseverance in obeying your will, that in our days the people dedicated to your service may grow in both merit and number. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Keep on praying, keep on fasting, keep on giving alms. That's what Lent is about. Morning Air is up next with John and Glenn, Patrick Madrid a bit later on this morning. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the Relevant Radio app. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.